and gentlemen, the microphones are on, the TV cameras are rolling, and Dakota is making his way gracefully across the dais. Sashaying across the dais. We have Alderman Sam Hill by phone, just so everyone knows, and I will kindly ask our recording secretary to do nothing because we don't take roll at committee of the whole meeting, so let the record show that all the aldermen, save for Mr. Hill, are present live. Mr. Hill is via telephone in Florida, where he is apparently on a junket to study the LEAF program in Miami-Dade County. And Mr. Barkley is here. I think he just snuck away. Sam, how's it going over there?
Fine. It's about 60 degrees.
It's like the voice of Godless. Okay, Sam, the rules are do not speak until you are spoken to.
Just like at home.
Got it?
Right.
Okay. Folks, we begin tonight's meeting with an apology from your mayor. I emailed the city council last week, and I extended to them my deepest apologies for my failed attempt at humor when speaking with one reporter from the Kane County Chronicle.
Apology accepted.
Despite the hilarity of the situation, this certain reporter forgot to put comma, joked the mayor, in the article. But I stand guilty as charged, and I should not have used such lightheartedness in such an important topic, so I apologize. And I think there's no better way to extend my apologies to all of you than to present each and every one of you with a treat, and that's a chocolate-covered egg.
How so appropriate.
Mr. Mayor, I got to tell you, that is conceivably the worst public apology I've ever seen, only because if we've learned anything over the years about public apologies, we would prefer if you would stand up, explain to us that you made mistakes in your past, burst into tears, mention Jesus, and tell us you took steroids during your first term. That is an apology.
These are full of steroids, Mr.
Mayor. Just another bad yolk?
No, they're not. They're better than my face.
But I think you laid an egg, man.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Mr. Dakota, you can have two if you like.
Gee, thank you.
It's actually a baker's dozen. There's 13 here.
All right, thank you.
You know, the other papers called me back, and I said I was cooped up. I couldn't return the call.
Oh. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Thank you. Maybe we'll get 2 dozen next time, right?
Sure.
You know, it was a topic everywhere that we went, though.
It was.
Yes.
Great. I've seen the emails I got from the city of St. Charles.
How does it feel to be on the chopping block?
I'd offer Brenda some, but people would have got But in all seriousness, ladies and gentlemen, it was not intended to be critical. It was, again, just a failed and very, very poor attempt at humor, so I apologize. And then I met Jesus, Bob.
Thank you. There we go. See, we're almost there.
Item number one is consider the consent agenda. There's only one item on the consent agenda tonight, and that is item two. So I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Dakota motions.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Hill, I do have a chocolate egg here for you as well.
Thank you.
I haven't turned on the music at the bar. Item 3A is consider request from Geneva Lions Club to solicit donations on public walks on May 15th and 16th, 2009.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Mr. Pollack. We don't have any Lions Club members present this evening, I don't believe, but they'll be coming back, which gives us all an opportunity to get some dollar bills. And
you say Lion Club?
Lions.
Oh, Lions.
Brenda, that was Paul Dakota that said that.
I belong to that club.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item 3B, which we've all been waiting for, review city's leaf pickup program and request direction from for the 2009 OT10 program. Folks, this is the committee meeting, so we're going to go a little bit laissez-faire, if you will. We have a presentation by Mr. Dinges and Mr. Lemire, and I would encourage, I'll defer to you, gentlemen. Would you prefer questions being thrown at you as the presentation goes, or would you prefer following?
Following, if we could.
So we can hold our comments till afterward. And as is customary, if there's any residents here this evening who have questions regarding this program, I'll defer to the residents first, and then to the overpaid elected officials second. It does not. The remote still doesn't work because of serious budget constraints.
Batteries?
Batteries, yes.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council. There have been many questions in regards to the LEAF program. What we'd like to do tonight is give you the history of the program, review what has occurred the past 2 years, and review what the current program consists of, provide you information on what our crews do throughout the year and what could be what they could be doing other than picking up leaves, or what they are doing when we are picking up leaves. Finally, we'd like to look at...
Sam, we're going to put you on mute, just so you know. Okay.
We want to look at the options to improve the program. And one thing I want to make clear is that we want to work with all of you as a team to come up with a solution that will improve the program. And what I'm going to do is have Steve Lemire, our superintendent of streets and fleet, provide the history. He's been here from day one when the program got started and has been running it ever since. So I'm going to have him give you the history and what's occurred over the last couple of years, and then I'll get into the surveys and the options.
Good evening, everyone. I'm not going to get into too much detail of how this program started and the staffing levels and the equipment levels and things like that, because it'll take forever. And we have a very large agenda tonight, so I just want to give you a brief history of what has occurred with this program. This program began in 1991. And the program's intent and desire was to facilitate a prohibitive leaf burning program. Thank you. At that time, it was illegal to, legislation was passed to eliminate leaf burning. And so therefore, the city implemented a program to assist with the disposal of leaves from the, with the residents' help. The program was never designed or intended to collect 100% of the leaves. It was designed and intended to assist with the limitations of getting rid of the leaves by the public. In 1991, we had about 14,000 residents, 153 curb line miles, and we used about 12 field staff members. We averaged about 5,200 cubic yards collected, and currently we're at about $109,000 for the program in 2008, and the population is just under 24,000. We have 2,244 curb lane miles, and we utilize 13 field staff members, and we average about 6,200 cubic yards of leaves collected. The city has grown, and therefore we've increased our staff by one, but you, as you can see, the volume of leaves has also has grown. One thing that we did notice is that what we're noticing is that the younger subdivisions that didn't produce leaf material are now starting to produce leaf material. Therefore, instead of sending a what I call a scout to go through the younger subdivisions to see if there were leaves and if there were small piles, pick them up, we're getting to the point now that we have to run every single street in the young subdivisions in all of the town right now, and therefore it's taking us longer to get through the cycles. During the past 2 years, this has been very unusual, is that we're experiencing a weather pattern change. We always have intended to collect the city with two complete cycles, and if the weather allowed us to, we would go through this, the city one more time. It was never advertised that we would do that, but we would do it weather pending. And in the past 18, 19 years, we've been able to do that. but it seems like lately, during the past 2 years, we have not been able to do that due to the fact that snow begins to fall the first week of December, the temperatures have gotten cold, and it snows. The weather pattern has definitely changed the past 2 years, and that has basically prohibited us from picking up leaves during that first week of December. The program route was always designed from the middle of October to the end of November. The town is divided into three communities areas, and what we do is it takes all of us to go through the town 2 complete times, 6 weeks. And that's because of the staffing levels that we have, which I'll get into shortly. Therefore, we've had opportunities in the past to complete on time and then go through and do a third canvas. The current program revolves around picking up the community twice, 2 full cycles during a 6-week period of time. That would be from the last the third week of October all the way to the end of November. And that is what the program was designed to do. The leaf machines that we use are now 30-yard cubic yard machines, whereas in the past we used only 10-yard machines. This year we implemented a nice program that if we got through on the second cycle and there were still leaves out there, the residents had the opportunity to put them in yard waste bags and put them out for the refuse collection without any stickers. It was in the notice and it was provided to everyone. Another thing that we need to really talk about this, the program, is that the zones in which we pick up are alternated every year so that everyone has an opportunity to be first, which in this program is not a good thing, and then everyone has an opportunity to be last, which also may not be a good thing if we get snow early and we can't complete the cycle. This year we had a difficult time completing the cycle. We were just about ready to complete. We had 13 streets left in Zone B that needed a second pickup, and we were not able to do that. We tried to work on a Saturday that would have been January 29th, but because of budget restraints, we could not do that. And as of December 1st, we received our first snowfall. And we all know what happened after that. It just continued to snow and got cold. The service really is, there's an error here, but it's not $1.85 per month to the residents. Really, for the service of the leaf collection program, it's $1.23. So that is a misguiding attribute here. As I said before, our current leaf in-house program is going to consist of 3 crews. We have 30 cubic yard leaf machines that are pulled behind a 2.5-ton dump truck. All 3 crews work in 1 zone to complete the zone on time. They work 8 hours, 5 days a week. And that is necessary to actually complete those zones on time. Zone C, which is a little bit larger, actually for the second pickup requires us to work about an average of 8 days, work days, because that zone actually produces a higher volume than the other zones. This year we picked up 22 households, an average of 62 cubic yards. You know, we're looking at 3 crews. They average about 3 loads a day. That all depends on the weather. Again, if the leaves are dry, they can pick up more. If they're wet, it goes much slower. If they're frozen, it goes much slower. And if they're wet and they're snow covered, it takes forever. So really, based on some preliminary calculations, it really takes about 23 work days to pick up 6,200 cubic yards. And the volume can fluctuate, and it has. I mean, we've picked up as much as 7,600 cubic yards at one time a few years ago, and we've gone as low as 3,900 during the past 10 years. again, as I said before, in order for us to complete every street in town twice, we, in working 8-hour days, it requires us to begin near the end of October to get through that. And that's using three crews. That's just our manpower, that's our staffing levels, that's our resources that are available to us. This chart basically shows what our staff in the street division do and perform during the course of the year. We really have 13 employees, field staff employees, and as you can see, really during December, it takes 9 of our guys and the other 3 are out putting up holiday decorations. We usually have one individual that's available and he's street sweeping, also trying to pick up leaves. So basically our staff is dedicated to the leaf program during November, and that takes everybody that we have available. During the past 2 years, well, I guess I've already gone through that part. I guess Dan is going to talk about the survey.
Because we were getting so many complaints about the LEAP program, we thought it would be worthwhile to try to put a survey together and see what type of input we would receive. And actually, we got better than I thought. I think we're up to about 170 responses. Pretty much we asked 4 questions. First one being, how satisfied are you with the city's LEAP pickup program? And you can see, this isn't the latest numbers, but it's the percentages are staying pretty much the same from the results that I've gotten since the time that this was put into the packet. You've got roughly 58% are very satisfied or satisfied, and 42% not satisfied. We asked, the current program consists of 2 pickups. Are you willing to pay for a 3rd pickup? The logic there is not necessarily that the city is going to do that 3rd pickup, but we were looking at contracting it out. There is a contractor that did that in St. Charles this year, and I'll get into that later, but they were able to perform 3 pickups. Just want to get a feel for what people, what their thoughts would be on a 3rd pickup, whether it be beneficial or not. You can see that 63% said no, 37% said yes. And then if you're willing to pay for a 3rd pickup, how much additional would you be willing to pay? And we put some numbers together. Not willing to pay is the overwhelming at 60%, 24%, 50 cents a month, and then 16% said 75 cents. Then the last one we added in was to try to find out where people were responding from, what zone. Zone C would be expected because they were the first pickup this year and have the majority of the leaves that are remaining out there, and 55% were in Zone C. We also did a survey of communities in the area, and you can see City of Aurora has a bag program, Batavia and St. Charles. Batavia pretty much has the same program as us. They start in the middle of October, run through the end of November, and they are in the same situation as us. They have leaves remaining to be picked up. They are also looking at their program to see what type of improvements they can make to their program. And then we've got our program down there. St. Charles, I referred to them earlier. Last year was the first year that they contracted that work out. Kramer Tree Service, who does our brush program, this was the first time that Kramer tried this. They did the leaf collection for the city of St. Charles. They did 3 collections. And from what I've talked to both Kramer and to staff at St. Charles, the program went very well. So that's an option that we have looked at. Mm-hmm. The options.
options.
One of the options that we want to focus in on is communicating the program. There's confusion out there. The program really hasn't changed from what we've been doing. The biggest change that we had this year was that we had the food bag collection in December. That's the only change. The schedule pretty much stays the same. We did the rotating, just like we always have. But the third pickup wasn't going to happen. We notified people that because we had the issues in 2007. So we implemented with our new Allied Contract Service the free bag program in December. Unfortunately, I think a lot of residents got used to that third collection and waited and did not bag, and therefore we have a lot of leaves still remaining at the curb. So the big thing we want to do is focus in on whatever option we decide on, getting the word out to everybody to try to avoid the confusion. Another area where I think there's confusion, I've talked to several residents and got emails. There's confusion on the leaf pickup versus the brush pickup, and I think people looked at the brush pickup and put the leaves out at the wrong time, and therefore we missed them. So we want to make sure that we distinguish those. A few things that we're looking at to better communicate: utility bills. Everybody gets a utility bill. We're going to put an insert in there explaining the schedule and what the program is. There's also on the bill itself, there's a little note area where we can add comments. We're going to look at trying to implement every month, have some type of reminder in there, and we will include the leaf pickup program as part of that reminder. We're going to try to put signs on the leaf machines that'll have a schedule on it, so that when those crews are out driving about, people driving by will see, and hopefully they'll remind them that their week is coming up. We also are looking at signs on barricades, similar to when we do the hydrant flushing. I'm sure you've seen the signs out there, hydrant flushing this week. We're going to do the same type of thing and try to keep the signs in front of the leaf crews, putting signs up saying leaf pickup, you know, this week type thing. We've always done the website. We've done the Geneva Mail, city newsletter. That's always there. We'll continue to do that. Another thing that we'd be looking at is automatic vehicle location and routing. This is an option that actually we have with Kramer at our brush program. What it is GPS on the vehicles, and you can see where those vehicles have been and are going. If we could get that implemented into our leaf trucks, we could put it onto our city website. Someone can look onto the city website and see where those trucks are each period and kind of be able to have an idea, real time. So that's one thing that we're looking at. We're also looking at a phone message dialing system. We're looking at the costs, where that would be somewhere we get people's phone numbers. They want to be contacted, and it would dial out the message saying leaf collection this week type information. And we've got some options that we've looked at. We've got option one, which is essentially keeping the program as is, no addition for overtime. We would have the three pickups. The one thing that we are looking at, because Zone C has become so large and the newer areas are starting to generate leaves, we're looking to break up Zone B and Zone C to balance the zones out and try to get each one done on schedule. This is a map of what that would look like. Essentially, A would stay the same, east of the river. Zone B right now consists of everything west of the river and north of 38. You can see what we're looking at doing is staying along Route 38, but then following Caneville and Kesslinger. So everything north of that would go to Zone B. Everything south of that would go to Zone C. It better balances out the zones for us. Option two would be what I call the overtime option. One of the overwhelming complaints that I received on the survey is we start the program too early. As Steve explained, the reason we start that program as early as we do is we've got 7,200 households to get to, and we've got 6,200 cubic yards to pick up. And we've got 8 hours per day, and it takes 23 days to do that. if you do the math, there's 18, 19 days in November. You got to get into October in order to pick that up, because what we've experienced the last 2 years is snow in early December, therefore the leaves get buried and we can't pick them up. So that's why we do it the way we do. This option here would avoid that. I think it addresses some of the concerns as far as trying to pick up the leaves later. Basically, what this option is 10-hour days for the three crews that we have for the month of November. We would break the town up. This is a map of what we would break it up. Two zones. This should look very familiar. This is the refuse collection. It would be the same as the refuse collection. So basically Anderson, 7th, and Western. Everything east of that would be Zone A. Everything west of that would be Zone B. And what we would be doing is, with that 10-hour day for the month of November, the first week of November would be Zone A. The second week would be Zone B. The third week would be Zone A. The fourth week would be Zone B. And then we would reverse that, you know, alternate that each year. So one's first and one's second. But we would also want to implement there, because Thanksgiving, we've got 2 days there that we lose. We'd like to have the option to be able to work Saturdays to be able to catch up. Because the biggest thing that we've run, like we ran into this year, is we couldn't stay on schedule, and then we needed a couple of days in December, and we didn't have that. So if we have the first Saturdays in November as an option, it would only be utilized if needed, but it gives us that flexibility to really stay on schedule. And then we would still maintain the December free bag system, where that if there's still out of leaves remaining, people still could bag it and Allied would pick it up with the garbage. Option three is essentially having Allied pick up the leaves bagged. Residents would have to bag the leaves. The month of November, they could put the bags out each week on their garbage day, and LA would pick those bags up. They could also do it in December. So you'd have 2 months of bag program, where residents know that on Thursday or Friday, whichever day their garbage is, the leaves will get picked up. We also looked at different options. The residents bag the leaves and place a sticker on it. That option is currently available. We've got our sticker program. They put a sticker on it. If we wanted to save the entire leaf fee that people pay on the leaf program, we can reduce that fee and have people bag it, but they'd have to put a sticker on each bag, at least for the month of November. December still would be free, because we have a contract with Allied to take leaves in December for free. We also looked at residents bag the leaves, no sticker. Basically, the December program include November with that, and there's a fee associated with that I'll show you. And then the other one would be that the city could, one of the complaints we've had is, well, I got to pay for bags. Well, the city could look at supplying bags, and I've got some numbers on that I can touch on later. Fourth option is what we've already talked about, contractor to do it. I'm only aware of one contractor that does that right now. That's Kramer Tree Service. Basically, what it would be is three pickups, October 26th through November 30th, and it would be the same program that we currently do. You get the leaves out on your specified week, and they'll pick the leaves up. And then we are open to any other suggestions that we've talked about a bunch of different things, but and I don't know what the perfect solution is, but there's, I'm sure, other options out there. I'm willing to listen.
You can show your last slide.
I'm getting there. Summary of costs. What does all this mean? The current program right now, we've got $1.85, as Steve said. That number is a little, basically what it is we got a refuse fee that residents pay, which is $3.55 per month. That includes leaf collection, brush collection, recycling, electronic recycling payments that we make to the county. It includes other things. So if you look at $355 a month, the overtime option essentially raises that fee by a quarter a month. So you can see $185 to $210, that's 25 cents per month. And that would be the two pickups, free bagging in December. You've got Allied Waste, which is the bagging program. That, I've gotten numbers today. We still have to finalize things, but right now it looks like we can reduce the $355 a month fee down to $3 a month. And it would be a weekly pickup for actually not, we could look at October. I don't know that it's necessary with the complaints that I received that we start too early. It probably makes more sense to just do it in November and December. So that's a cost savings. And then you've got the contracted collection, which looks like it would add about 50 cents a month. It would give you the three pickups, though. So the well, this next table, which is not in your packet, which I added today, this summarizes the cost options. You got the current program, $355 a month or $4,260 a year. You've got the overtime option, which would be $380 a month or $4,560 a year. You've got Allied Bag Program, which would be $3 a month or $36 a year. And you've got the contracted collection, which is $4.05 a month or $48.60. None of these options will prevent the issues that we've run into, like the fall of 2007, where the leaves did not drop until close to Thanksgiving, and the snow came December 1. It's not possible to collect 6,200 cubic yards in a week or a week and a half. So I don't think any option here will solve that issue. So we still can, whatever option we choose, we still can run into that because, unfortunately, we are at the mercy of Mother Nature when the leaves drop and when the snow flies. And one thing, if we keep it in-house and outsourcing it for that matter, as the newer subdivisions mature, we're going to have more and more quantity of leaves to pick up, which means more overtime or more crews for our people or more costs for Allied Waste or Kramer Tree Service or some other contractor doing it. As we get older, there's going to be more leaves, so there's going to be more costs associated with that. With that, I think I can open it up to questions.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Steve. Sam, you're still with us? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, anyone here for this specific reason? Any comments or questions for either Mr. Dinges or Mr. Lemire? Gene.
How do you circulate the survey? I don't think we got one.
What we did is, it's
Sam,
on our...
Just so, Sam, the question was, how was the survey circulated? And Mr. Dinges is now going to answer that.
Thank you.
What we did is we discovered on our new service request software, WebQA. It's on our website. It has a survey program on it that you can easily put a survey together. What we did is we utilized all the emails that we've been receiving and our Geneva Mail e-letter that goes out and sent it to all those people. I will say Ms. Vogelsberg helped out a lot. She sent it out to her connections, and all of a sudden I got flooded with a bunch of surveys, so that worked out well.
Those were all from Dawn, actually. Those were all from you, just with aliases.
So, I mean, it was something we put quick together. If we want to do surveys in the future, we definitely would get it out to try to get it out better to everybody. But considering the how quickly we got it put together and the short notice, we got a pretty good response. So.
Anyone else? Ms. Brenner.
The overtime option
That's correct.
And I would just like to say that I know
a little bit. I know. Ms. Brenner's comments were that she knows, for the most part, folks in your neighborhood will not want to bag. She confirmed that there were two pickups. Anyone who wishes to speak will have to come to the microphone next time. That's my apologies for being a little bit too casual. So, anyone else in the audience first? Mr. Devine?
Everyone come to the mic.
You know I'm going to have some questions. John Devine, 921 Wood Avenue. And I live out in the same area as this other individual, and I'd have to say that I'm not exactly sure the residents out there wouldn't want a bag. But be that as it may, if I saw the slide correctly, Batavia and Aurora, they don't charge. Did you have a? It was free. Maybe you could explain how they can do it at no cost. And it seems like we've got a somewhat of a significant cost here. Also, maybe you could address, you're talking about overtime, and I was thinking, well, okay, overtime, maybe instead of paying in this difficult economic climate that we're in, possibly we could trade time off when you know, maybe the weather is better in the summertime rather than paying overtime for hours beyond 8-hour days. Let's see, what else did I have? You mentioned that you had one staff that was partaking in street sweeping. Maybe you could tell us when the street sweeping stops and when it starts, because I wouldn't expect that there would be street sweeping in December and January and possibly November also. I think that covers my questions right now.
As far as Batavia and Aurora, I haven't talked to Aurora, but I have talked to Batavia. They currently fund that through their general fund. But I will say that they are looking at charging the residents because it is starting to, I believe they said it's in excess of $150,000 in their program, and they're feeling the pinch just like everyone else. As far as time off versus overtime, my understanding is that although we'd like to allow or force employees to take time off, I don't think it's an option per law. I think they have the option to choose overtime or comp time. We can't force them to take comp time. And then street sweeping, we try to keep the sweeper out. As long as the temperatures are above freezing, we typically have that sweeper out sweeping the roads. I think that addresses the comments.
Anyone else from the audience? Otherwise, we'll turn to the dais. And Mr. Hill, we're going to call on you last. Mr. Devine, do you have a follow-up comment or question?
Yes, if I may.
Yeah, Mr. Devine, unfortunately, we've got a gentleman who's partying in Florida, so you had to come to the microphone. And
if I may, that's fine that we can't force anyone to take time off in lieu, but that would be an option, is the reason I brought it up. If one of the employees said, look, rather than paying me for the 2 hours that I work today, or if it's 2 hours each day and 5 days a week, 10 hours, I would rather have a day off in June or July to go fishing or paint the house or whatever, they would have that option. Is that correct or incorrect?
That is correct.
Okay, so in effect, it may not be out-of-pocket expense cash. In other words, they could take the time off in lieu.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd just like to add, that is an option, actually, with the guys doing the snow plowing now. Some take it as comp time. We didn't factor that into any of the savings as far as what it would actually mean for overtime. Right now, we're assuming it would be all overtime. In reality, it would probably be less than that because there are some individuals that take comp time over overtime.
We'll proceed to the dais unless someone else has something to say. I've got Mr. Piper, Mr. Malaja, Mr. Singer, and Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan, I appreciate all the work you've done here, and as I look through it, I think what I'm really afraid of is we're doing it again. We're trying to plan a wedding and make everybody happy. I'm looking at your survey results, and what I'm looking at is the majority of the town is satisfied with our leaf pickup. They're also not willing to pay for more leaf pickup. So I'm really not sure where we're going with this. I know that we want to try to get some better options out there. We're beholden to the weather. No matter what we do, we can talk about this for the next 10 years. The weather changes, we're in the same boat. X amount of people are going to complain because they have leaves, because they either didn't get them out on time, or the leaves stay in the trees longer, or it snowed too soon. It doesn't really matter what we do. We're going to take X amount of complaints. We just are. I mean, it's nature of the beast in everything that we do. I'm not sure, unless one of these options, and I'm missing it, that's going to cost us a lot less and pick up a hell of a lot more leaves faster. It seems to me we're in a pretty good spot.
Thank you.
Mr. Maladra, Singer, Flanagan.
I agree with Alderman Piper in that the weather is our big enemy in this case. We could add three more people to the staff so that we could really put the appropriate number of staff working on it, but we could still run into an early snowstorm and we're skunked. But I think we have to keep one thing in mind. The reason we were limited to two pickups this year had nothing to do with the weather. We decided as a council to limit it to two pickups. And so I'm curious. I'd like to know if anybody else here received the volume of complaints after the fall of 2007 that we've received this year. To me, weather-wise, the fall of 2007 was worse. As you said, all the leaves fell at once. You had 1 week to do it. There was no way you could keep up with it. The snow came. Folks, I didn't receive one single complaint. This year, I've received 100 complaints. I think it comes down to a perception problem that people feel, for some reason, we've cut back on this service. So, Steve, you mentioned that the program was always designed a certain way. A new person coming to town, how do they know what it's designed to do? They have real, I mean, it doesn't say, welcome to Geneva, we'll pick your leaves up twice, you know. It says, welcome to Geneva, here's your utility bill, pay me my $3.35, right?
That's correct, but also with the website information, the newsletter information, those articles explain exactly what the program is for. It also explains the guidelines of the program. It is very detailed.
All good, but then we also provided a customary practice of doing a third round if the weather allowed. So I guess what the reaction that we're dealing with in my mind is a perceived decrease in service that came at the same time as an increase in cost. And that's a sort of a dangerous mix. So when we look at cost, we had, I don't know how many people you mentioned in the beginning, we're up to 7,200 homes today. At $3 a pop, how come that extra revenue didn't buy me enough people and equipment to pick up the leaves?
Essentially, what we've been doing is, because the volume's increased, I think we started out with two crews initially, and now we've got, and we did a different, we picked up the leaves a different method, and then in the late 90s, we changed to these self-contained units and basically went to three crews. We're at a point where if the volume grows, we need to either add another crew or do the overtime option.
I understand that, but the population growth, I can't remember what the number was. 60%? Somebody said it was big.
14.5 versus
23.5. 14.5 to 23.5 is how many households? We added 1,000 households.
It doesn't say. I don't remember what the initial.
But
the program was 53,000. Now it's doubled that, 109,000.
Okay, so it doubled, and so that's double the amount of revenue coming in. I think the number of cubic yards per household has gone down, which means it takes you less time to do each household. And yet, with the extra revenue, we weren't able to add enough staff to keep pace, which I'm sort of curious about.
You're right. We haven't added staff. What we've done is it's taken us longer to canvass the town because the town has grown larger. Okay? When we started, what we're doing is we're going up and down every single street, and now instead of doing 153 curb lane miles,
got it. Yep.
We're doing, okay. So it takes longer.
Yep. I didn't factor in, the curb lane miles makes sense. So really, I guess the only thing I'd like to hammer home a little bit more is that I don't think that we're dealing with a problem with the weather. I don't think that we're dealing with three pickups that we can't do because snow comes. I think that people feel that we've reduced the number of pickups regardless of the weather, and we're charging more to give them less.
Well, I don't know how we ignore the fact that the leaves have been coming down. I mean, this year, actually, the leaves came down on schedule, if you want to call it that.
But that's because we went out and spoke with them firmly.
But the last 2 years, we've had snow December. So even if we had the optional third pickup still,
right,
we wouldn't have been able to do it because the period in snow.
I agree, so I don't know that we intended to do it anyway.
Right.
That's the thing.
Well, that optional third pickup went away when we instituted the bag program in December.
Right. Oh, and I'd like to echo Renee's comment. I think the people, at least in some of the areas in the Fifth Ward, have absolutely no desire to bag their leaves.
I thought it was important to show some of the options, and it is one way of reducing fees.
I think you did a great job, too. Thank you.
Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dan and the council, I have no qualms about two pickups per season as such. What my concerns are is that we had the option of a leaf pickup through the bag program, and that seems to be where our difficulty lies, because I had a number of my constituents, and I had reminded them that the leaf pickup as such would be taking place again, but you have to bag your leaves. And I had these people just say to me, I'm not bagging those leaves. And so now you know what had happened. Now, how do we educate these people to have the understanding that those leaves have to be bagged? I don't know what one has to do. Possibly now, with the issue before us and the issue that has taken place in regards to the mess that exists out there at this point in time, these people may have learned something from this. Let's hope they are better educated in doing what we've asked them to do in regarding bagging those leaves. Because again, as I recall, all the cost is involved here is what the cost of those bags are. There's no need to put a sticker on there. Now, for what would period of time, was there not a period of time that after some period of time they would have to put a sticker on that leaf pickup, or did they not? I can't recall.
Right now, the way the system works, the month of November, or the month of December, is free leaf bag pickup. Allied picks up the bags on their collection. We did talk to Allied, and they agreed for Zone C, which was the first pickup this year.
Yes.
After their second pickup, the last week or two of November, they were willing to pick up those leaves. So the people in Zone C had an opportunity to put the leaves in bags. They chose not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that we have is, I know people don't want to rake more than once, so they wait until all the leaves drop. Well, unfortunately, we know that trees drop their leaves at different times. There's still leaves on trees now if you drive around. If people chose to do that, then they missed their opportunity for the city to pick it up, because we're only there for essentially the month of November, and if they waited until after their pickup, I don't know how to correct that, other than the communications that we talked about earlier, try to get the word out as much as we can so that people are informed of when their pickup is. They need to change their frame of thought and look at the schedule and when we can be there. Those two pickups get as many leaves as you can out at that time so that when it comes to after their second pickup, they only have maybe X number of bags instead of the entire yard. And that's what the program's geared toward. We're only there for that period because we have to, the same trucks that are doing the leaf collection are plowing snow. So the month of December, they were very busy. We need to break down the leaf machines and get them ready for snow. That's why we instituted the bag program so that our crews can be ready for snow plowing and not leaves. So I'm not sure how, other than communicating it better and trying to educate the residents to make sure that they take full advantage of the two pickups that they do have when that opportunity is there, to try to minimize the number of bags they need to utilize.
Well, I totally agree with the approach that you're going to use in regarding the communications here, in getting the signage out there and posting and what have you, and just keeping them aware of the zone areas that you're going to pick up at that particular week. I think that is essential. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to ask another question. I'm not sure if it's an appropriate, but Mr. Mayor could call me out of order if you so choose.
I revel at the idea.
I would think so. What are we planning on doing with the leaves that are presently in the gutters at this point in time?
As of right now, the only area we have collected our two pickups the entire town. Now, there are the portions in Zone B mm-hmm. that we have just recently completed. Down at the bottom, right along the grass, there's leaves that were frozen, so we did not tear up the parkway. We left that, and we'll look to get those in the spring. Any other Zone A or Zone C, any leaves that are out there, the residents will need to bag them. We have no plans, unless we're directed otherwise, to pick up leaves.
Okay, now, that hopefully will happen reasonably soon when spring comes upon us and the leaves are sitting there in the parkway areas or in the gutters or wherever they may be. We're expecting those individuals to bag those leaves. And now, will they be also have to provide a sticker for that pickup?
Right now, for our current program, yes, they would have to sticker it. We can talk to Allied and find out what it would be if they would accept without a sticker, what the cost would be. The other option that is available to residents is they can bring those bags to Public Works and we will dispose of them. So people can bring them to Public Works and then they can bag them or dump them. It's by our mulch bin off on the west side there. They can bring their leaves there.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. According to my notes, it's Flanagan, Vogelsberg, and Decuto.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I first of all, I want to thank both you and Stephen Mayor for doing an excellent job of presenting this because it's very confusing. I think that you hit it right on the head when you said that a lot of people didn't understand the brush pickup as opposed to the leaf pickup. And is there any way that you could do the leaf and the brush pickup in the same type of zoning? To match this, I mean, not to deviate, but to take one map and use one map only for just a thought.
We can look at that.
Only because I think that at least they would understand that that's part of the education portion that we're trying to accomplish here. Because I think the education is really going to be the. Really going to be the secret to how to get these people to pick up their leaves and for us to clear off the streets. I like the idea of the signs on the barricades. Websites are good, but there's a lot of people that read the websites, but I think that there are more people who drive through the streets on their way to work and from work and to work. And so utility bills are great too, but I really think that the signage on the streets would be the most beneficial. When you mentioned the option with the Allied, those would always have to be stickered, right? That option would have to be stickered.
No. If you look at The option where it would be a $3 a month versus the $3.55, so a savings of 55 cents a month. That would be no sticker in bags in the month of November and December.
Okay, but they would still have to purchase their bags unless we provided their bags.
Right. If we were to provide bags, that savings would go down because the city would have to use the refuse fee to be able to buy the bags.
Right. It's just very difficult to look at all the slides and try to figure out what the cost-effective option is here.
I can bring...
Just so you know, I'm getting lost. I guess my question was to Alderman Maladra, because he said that this year seemed to be worse than last year, but maybe you were one of the zones that was either first or last?
Oh, no, I said that 07 was worse than 08.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you were the middle zone this time.
07 was worse than 08. Resulted in fewer calls, and so I think that the reaction is more to the fact that we said we were limiting it to two pickups and that we weren't doing a third than it was to the fact that we couldn't do the third because the snow came.
We've always had it as two
really
pickups. It's just if time allowed, we would be out in December trying to pick up any remaining leaves, and we don't have that option.
And human nature will take over, and they will say, okay, the city will pick up that last drive-through. I mean, they will come and pick up the last.
I think they got accustomed to that. And
right.
Today,
and so
this year was a reality,
difficult.
And that we're, you know, and who knows what next fall brings. And maybe it doesn't snow until January. And
this will be all mute, but
right.
Mute, but maybe not. I think that if when I was talking to you prior, did you put on temporary people?
We currently utilize three temporary help.
Okay.
So we're trying to utilize that as much as possible. If we were to add another crew, we would need to hire more temporary help.
And then you'd need another machine?
Right. If we're gonna, yeah. If we're right now, we have three machines. We have an old fourth one that's used as a backup only. If one of those three goes down, we can use that one until the one gets fixed. One of the things that we haven't factored in, which could be looked at, is if you were to use the allied option or the contracted out option, obviously we wouldn't need the leaf machines anymore, so there's a resale on that, and we actually have in the budget for $40,000 a leaf machine that's to be ordered this year or next year. We wouldn't have to spend that, so there's savings there that could be reflected into these numbers to reduce it further. But
did you do an option where you would have part of some of your crew doing it and then some of another contractor filling in?
We haven't looked at that option. Well, we've talked about it. We're trying to figure out how that would work. We would pick one side and they would pick the other. I don't know how that would work out. But
I don't know. Or 1 month and they would pick the other month, or half of your time and the other.
Or they could help out the last 2 weeks of November, which
right.
is usually our
that's
heaviest. There's a bunch of different things that we've looked at.
That's about the only suggestions I could come up with. Thank you.
Alderman Vogelsberg, then Dakota.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, Dan, I have to compliment you on the survey, because when you ask somebody to do a four-question survey, they're going to do it, because it's just so succinct. So that is another reason I think you got a lot of responses. And I agree with what Alderman Piper said. I mean, 58% of the respondents are pretty happy with the program, and way more are not willing to pay more. So this is our first year, really, with this option, right? Two pickups and then the free bagging?
For sure, right.
So to me, that's a success, because I think the one part that possibly people don't really know yet is that bagging is free. And that's because it's the first year, and people do what, like you said, Dorothy, whatever you're accustomed to. So I think if we get the word out that, it's the two pickups and the free bagging, and I think it helps people understand, too, that the snowplows are the leaf trucks. That helps, too. So I like your idea of the increase, you know, the signs on the trucks, and really the signs like the hydrant flushing. And the only other thing I thought is, you know, believe it or not, I don't rush to read my utility bill. But the one thing I think 3,000, you know, thousands of families do rush to read is their school newsletter. So that's one, to me, if I had to get any information out, it would be those school newsletters. And I don't know if we could partner up with them, but this, to me, that's a public service to know when your leaf pickup is. So that would be one way to get the information out, too. But I thought the leaf pickup went pretty well. So thank you,
Mr. Dakota.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Alderman Flanagan has already brought up an element that I was going to ask, is about temporary help. I'm not so sure that have we really maximized the use of temporary help along with our staff, and. I would think that we should provide two pickups and utilize as much temporary help as we can economically employ to maximize the pickup during that time frame. After that second pickup, if there are leaves left over, I would utilize temporary help along with a driver or something, or somebody to supervise the crew, and go pick up stuff on call at a price. If you spend a half hour picking up leaves, you charge whatever the cost of a half hour of that crew might be. If people are late putting their leaves out, well, that's their problem. And as far as the weather, I'm not sure how we get around that, really. We could pass ordinance, I guess, only to have spring weather when you want to pick up leaves, but I don't think that would work. Because even our constituents don't seem to understand something about cold weather, ice, and snow. That impacts on the ability to pick up leaves. So they're just going to have to live with it, really. If we have reasonable rules, I think we should hope that they follow them. But I think bagging is not an attractive option, not to me at 80 years of age, really. I don't mind doing that, but I think I would rather pay someone, a city crew, to come and pick up whatever leaves if they're in a state where they can be picked up. If I've been unable to direct them, or I'm late for some reason, you know, that's my problem. I should expect the city, the citizen, taxpayer to pay for my mistakes, really. And the only other factor that I would to support the fact that I would encourage, you know, we have trucks that we turn in because they're running down transmission. I know about the transmission that fall out of trucks, but they're still good enough, I think, to pull that leaf thing around town. So rather than turning these trucks, and we don't get much for them, I'm sure, if they're still usable, I think they would function quite well for that. So you wouldn't have to take, you know, to utilize your regular trucks for your snow plowing. All I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else present with us tonight? Mr. Brown, and then I'll defer to Mr. Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I might point out that this year was quite exceptional. I believe this is the only year we did not complete two pickups. In the first ward, Alderman Hill and myself were quite aware of the fact that there were 12 streets that never even got their second pickup. If any of you drive down Anderson, you'll notice that Anderson was finally picked up two weeks ago in the month of February. I saw the crews out there chipping ice, trying to pick up the ice, pick up the leaves. It was quite a heroic effort by the crew. 16 out of 18 years, we've been able to do a partial December pickup to clean up. The betting men would say the odds are that we should continue with the present program, with the one addition we made to the program, which was the bagging in December. Eight out of 9 years on average, we've been able to complete two pickups and have a partial pickup in December to miss areas that were probably the first. Most likely the partial pickup was done in those areas that were first, and hence some people didn't get their leaves out. If we combine that with the new invention this year of the Allied being willing to pick up the bags in December, I think we have a viable program that in most years will work. So I sort of agree with Mr. Piper that we should be careful about changing a program which has been tinkered with a little bit and now appears to be a good program. Granted, this year was a very exceptional year. 1 year out of 18, we didn't even finish two pickups. I don't think we should bet on that in the future in making our plans. That's, hopefully that was a... This was just an unusual year. I think the various methods that have been suggested for getting better word out there, I think good. It's always good that the public knows about this. But I would be, in my estimation, that the best thing we could do is stay with the current program with the implementation of the VAGS in December for another year and see if we end up, if it's true that this is going to start happening every year, then indeed it's a change in the weather. I'm not willing to bet on that yet. Although climate may be changing, we're talking weather here, not climate. I might point out to Alderman Vogelsberg that although the school newsletter might be a useful way of getting some information out, it's well known to the people in District 304 that considerably less than half of the houses in Geneva have a student attending a District 304 school. So that certainly doesn't hit a lot of the houses, especially in the older part of town that have most of the leaves. The bag program in December has an added cost. You have to buy the bags. But I don't think that's too much of a problem for people who didn't manage to get their leaves out in time. And tends to fall mostly on the people who have most of the trees. So I think it's only fair that I don't see an unfairness in that. So my recommendation would be to go with the present program 1 year with its December bag, free bag implementation for another year and see how we do. I think the crew did a wonderful job this year, the year under very untoward circumstances. And I watched them out there digging through the snow trying to get some leaves. And it was... I'm sure the crew wasn't very happy. It was quite cold. They were all wearing gloves as they were trying to rake up these frozen leaves. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
Could I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah, Sam, you're still with us? Mr. Maladra and Ms. Flanagan would like to ask a follow-up question. And if you could turn the record over, we'd like to listen to side B on that.
So, Chuck, out of those 18 years, how many did we get a third pickup in?
16?
Okay.
I'd say that's accurate, yeah.
The last 2 years have been the only two. Well, they were partial pickups most years.
Right. 2 years, 3 years ago, we did have a difficulty, and we did finally get a third pickup, but it
right.
took us till
right.
Christmas.
So I'll sound like a broken record now. I'm standing firm on the thing that people believe that their fee bought them three pickups. And this year we made a move to say it was going to be two. Weather, of course, forced it to be two, but it may have been two anyway. I still think that the reaction is to the perceived decrease in service level. Sorry, Sam.
Dorothy?
The question really is not about the number of pickups. The capacity for the current equipment, has it increased or decreased, and have you had a number, have the amount of trips you have to make to empty the trucks, has that increased or decreased?
Increased.
Based on the volume.
Decreased since the beginning of the program because you switched to the bigger trucks halfway
right.
through the program.
That's correct.
Okay.
The volume of leaves has increased. The method that we're collecting those leaves has changed because we used to have a 10 cubic yard truck. Now we've got a 30 yard. So it takes longer before it becomes full. We have to haul it to the site and dump
it. Which should make it for becoming more efficient.
More efficient. Right.
Okay.
Mr. Hill, you are live, and if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment from Mr. Dingus, Mr. Lemire, anyone here present, you can do so. And just so you know, your voice does carry well. It's almost reminiscent of Charlton Heston, so not no need to yell.
Just so I'm not in the same place he is. Thank you.
Maybe he is.
I think that for Alderman Maladra, the big difference this year was that about half of Zone B was not even attempted to be picked up during the regular time because the crew didn't have a chance to get there during the week of Thanksgiving. And that was because they had so many leaves and other zones to pick up. And then the snow hit. And so that's what's got us into the difficulty. And all the way from the far east end of Union Street, all the way out to parts of West Lane, although I think that Alderman Brown had a lot of his leads that on West Lane picked up, perhaps not all. So that is a difference this year. It would be nice to be able to get all of the leaves that are out on time in the time that has been allocated, but some people did not do that because, quite frankly, with our success of 3 years ago, I believe it was, Mr. Valera said that we were able to even go out a third week for those that we had missed. And I think that a lot of our residents feel that we're going to get all of the leaves. Well, and that's just not going to happen. It can't happen. And the bagging program that was installed this year was a great idea. And for those people who missed the week that they were supposed to be picked up, needed to bag, and they still do in some areas. However, I'm concerned that in some parts of the last zone, which was Zone B this year, if we continue with the same amount of crew, the same number of work hours, the same equipment, it's likely to not have the leaves picked up in that last zone, because that's typically the Thanksgiving week, which is only a 3-day work week, and we just don't have time to complete whichever zone is there in 3 days. So I think that's something we'll have to watch, as Alderman Brown has suggested, for the future. If that continues, then we'll have to really consider other measures to complete all of the zones in the allocated time. I wish I were in the council meeting or committee of the whole meeting tonight so that I could do probably a better job of making these comments. I'm concerned that in the survey, 42% of the folks who took the survey, who answered the survey, were unhappy. They were not satisfied with the leaf pickup program. Without knowing where these people live, I'd be willing to wager that a good number of them live somewhere between Route 25 and Randall Road, because those are the areas where the trees are older and they have a lot more leaves to be picked up. And so I think that's something that we need to take a look at if that information is available. I agree with Alderman Brown that the men have been working hard trying to complete the last zone, but because they hadn't reached it during Thanksgiving week, which is certainly not a surprise, now many of the leaves are frozen in place, and as Mr. Dinch said, you're going to be going back and trying to pick those up after the thaw occurs sometime this spring. Our residents, as I mentioned earlier, I think have expected us to pick up all the leaves, and that is unrealistic. We've not been clear about that. That was a surprise to me that the program was initially set up not to pick up all of the leaves, but just to assist the residents. And I've been around town about 30 years, so I don't recall a lot of publicity suggesting that this program was to be an assistance to the residents, but people assumed that they were going to get them all picked up, which certainly cannot happen any longer. And so I think that's why we need to watch this for the future. It would be my thought that if after further study that the if the staff believes that we could not pick up all of the leaves in all three zones in the allotted time, that perhaps we ought to be able to allow overtime used to complete the project. Only during the allotted time, however, and that we not spend spend extra money or fees that might be put on the utility bills for picking up leaves after the allocated time. So those are some of my comments. I have received phone calls and I've talked to folks who live west of Anderson Boulevard, and some of them even a little bit further east of Anderson Boulevard, who are still unhappy that the leaves were not picked up. And hopefully, since their zone, I think, might be one of the last zones next year. That's how that is set up. I'm not sure that I've got that information correct, Dan. But one of these zones where there's a lot of leaves because of older trees will be the third zone to be picked up next year. And I think that will be helpful for the benefit of the community and the benefit of the public relations for the city, which is not as important as getting the job done for our residents. Those are my comments, ladies and gentlemen. If you want me to answer any questions, I'll do that, or you can wait until next Monday when I'll be present. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, can I make a simple correction to the record? I think Alderman Hill mentioned another pickup in the spring. I believe the city does not plan on doing any more pickups of leaves. Is that correct, Mr. Dinges?
The only thing that we will address is in Zone B, where we didn't pick up the second pickup. We just recently completed that. We weren't able to get out of leaves because it was frozen to the ground. We won't go back and pick up those leaves. Other than that, we're not.
That is not another pickup. That is just
completion
going to get
of those,
a couple of
right.
frozen piles that you couldn't pick up. But
right.
Thank you.
I agree with Alderman Brown. That is the completion of the job that we wish could have been completed earlier this winter.
Mr. Barkley, you had your hand up.
Mr. Hill was wondering, if I understood you right, Sam, I don't know if you can hear me, you were wondering where the surveyors lived in town. Slide number 12 in your packet shows what zone they live in.
Pardon me, I didn't hear that, Bill.
Slide number 12 in your packet, Sam, actually highlights where the survey respondents reside.
Is that the one that was not in the initial...
No, I was in there. It basically shows that 55% were in Zone C, 14% in Zone B, and 31% in Zone A.
Interesting. The smallest response was from Zone B, which is where you didn't complete the pickup. I think Sam and I did a lot of work on the phone to keep your complaints down from Zone B.
One comment on Sam's, as far as what next year's program would look like, if we were to keep it the same, the order would be Zone A, B, and then C. So C would be the last. They were the first this year. Next year they would be the last pickup.
Awesome. So
you
screwed
you didn't keep track of the reasons for the complaints, I take it, but it appears that most of the complaints must have had to be from people who didn't put their leaves out early enough. Is that correct?
Correct. Most of the comments that I received are the city starts the program too soon. Can't you wait until the leaves drop and then pick up the leaves? And it's clearly we can't pick up the city in 2 weeks.
So next year you'll do so and see last, and that will alleviate their problem.
Unless we get hit with snow early and leaves dropping late, then we're in the same situation. There'll be Zone B this year.
Anyone else?
Can I make a comment on that, Mayor? I agree that we need to educate the residents better on the leaf pickup program, as we've had to on other programs in our community. And quite frankly, reading my laptop, I've not been able to enlarge the screen enough to be able to tell me where the residents lived that were making these complaints. I was just figuring that most of them would come from the areas where the greatest number of trees are. So if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I just hope that next year we can do a better job and get the job done within the time frame. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the dais or the audience? I just have two questions. Ms. Brenner, if you want to join us at the podium this time. You just gotta.
I understand that there are three crews, three zones. Is it really out of the question to have one crew assigned to each zone the entire month of November, so that there is leaf pickup the entire month of November in all three zones?
Sam, did you hear the question?
Yes.
Okay.
One crew for each zone.
Correct.
In
yes.
November.
Great question.
Renee, what happens is that it's taking us three crews to get through one zone in 5 days. If we broke it down and we put one zone or one crew in one of those large zones, chances are they would not get through it twice at all. They would only get through it once. It's the mass area is too large for one crew to get through it. They might be able to get through it one time, but they're not going to be able to get through it twice with one crew. It's just the area that they have to cover is too large.
Then the issue that you would run into is where do we start at the beginning of the month, and then they'll say that we were too early, because chances are we might not make it back to them. So it's something we can look at, but we have looked at that, and we don't think that that's going to be an option that we can pursue.
May I make a new comment, Mr. Mayor?
By a show of hands, no. Yeah, of course, Sam.
One area of communication we need to improve upon is the leaves that are left in the street. And we know that if they are swept into the street by the homeowners, there's a danger of them being washed into the storm sewer system and clogging that up and causing damage to the system or causing storm sewer backups in neighbors' homes. So I hope that we can drive that communication a little bit harder for next year and make sure that people do not leave their put their leaves in the streets. Thank you.
Anyone else? I have just one question and a comment. And I've rattled off this question before, but I think it's important for everyone who's watching tonight to hear the answer. I have received commentary from residents who have said, I swear to God, they did not come by a second time. But I know that the process in place is that when our crews leave in the morning, they know where they're going, and when they return that day, they record where they've been. Can you just repeat that for the benefit of everybody? Because, and I hope I have that accurate, but when folks say, I know they haven't been here a second time, I just know they haven't. And then we're faced with saying, yes, we have, here's the days we were. It becomes a he said scenario, which we want to avoid, of course. So,
Steve might have something to add, but we have had those complaints as well, and we keep a record. The guys write down what it is they've completed on a day-to-day basis, so we can go right now and look at the address and see whether they've received two pickups, and my belief is we have done the two pickups. There are a couple of instances where we had issues with parked vehicles, and we were not able to get the leaves, but typically when that situation happens, right, our crews get out there in the morning and try to put cones out to prevent people from parking, and then we get the leaves after that. So there is that occurs, but we do make sure that we go back and pick up the leaves. I don't know if Steve has anything.
The only other comment I would say is that the crew leader for each crew writes down exact streets that they have completed that day, whether it's the north side, the south side of the street, the east side, or the west side of the street. We've tried to reinforce that with our staff to make sure that they're very, very specific about what they have completed, so that when we get into that conversation that says, no, you haven't picked up my street, or, you know, they missed it or whatever, that we can look back in our records and say, no, exactly this date we were over here, we were over here, we were over here. The other option that we're looking at to maybe help minimize that or resolve those conflicts is the AVL system, automated vehicle locator, because then you can track it minute by minute, day by day, and it will tell you exactly where they stopped, where they went for the course of the day.
And then I just have one comment, and I know that many of us are challenged with this regularly, and I know that perhaps the greatest burden is often placed on staff's shoulders, and that is when citizens approach us, and we in turn then seek special favors of the staff to go make a special pickup, because after all, gee, I know they probably didn't get him out on time, but golly, could you just swing by again? So we need to be extra vigilant in just not doing that. I mean, let's face it, we've all admitted tonight that we all weren't quite certain of the program itself as well. The perception is reality, for all practical purposes, that, yeah, we had three pickups for 18 years, for God's sake. Now it's only two. So we sometimes cause our own problems. And it's difficult to say to somebody who calls, you know, the leaves are still on my lawn, and we've got visitors coming for a holiday, and it looks like, you know what, and it's not easy to say. I respect that, sir or madam, but there are no more scheduled leaf pickups. I'm sorry, that's the program. If you'd like to chime in during the debate of this issue, please join us at City Hall. I know it's not easy, but it's something we need to do, because unfortunately you guys receive the brunt of it, and we ask you for special favors. So, but if you could. Anyone else from the dais and or from the Sunshine State? Anyone from the audience? We do not have a recommendation on the floor, ladies and gentlemen. We have four options to choose from. If this committee is prepared to offer a recommendation via a motion and a second, we can certainly do so. Mr. Brown?
Mr. Mayor, I would suggest that until we consider the whole budget, it makes little sense to be considering budgetary options on one small fraction of the Public Works program, and that since the budget will be coming up post-haste, I understand from our City Administrator, Ms. McKittrick, that we ought to consider it in that light before we consider putting individual constraints on the budget before we've considered the whole package. Thank you.
Do you want to address that, Mary, or do you want me to? I mean, it is, in essence, a pass-through issue. I mean, this will help build the final budget of Public Works. And I think preparing our friends at Public Works to help prepare their budget more thoroughly by giving them direction tonight might be in their best interest and ours, let alone our constituents. That would be my suggestion.
Alderman Brown, I would support staying with the current program, Brown.
I'd second that.
That's a motion by Dakota to stick with the current program, which is, for summary purposes. You have a question for us, Jordan?
Yes, regarding keeping the program that it is, but some of the suggestions that were taken this evening, would they be incorporated in there? To reevaluate
communication elements?
Like communication elements, design, see if we can do the brush pickup map that emulates the leaf pickup map. I mean, certain things that could maybe benefit the program is what I didn't want to slip through the cracks, because it's not budgetary, but it could be if.
Sure.
If it impacts the
court. I'll try to summarize what if we go with the current program as is, what we'd be looking at, we would implement the communication, the signage, and all that.
Okay.
AVL would not be in the picture, because that would be result in a fee increase. We would look to implement the change in the schedule, which was shifting Zone B and Zone C to balance it out. We would look to try to incorporate that map in with the brush program map to try to, so they have one point they can look at and see, this is the brush and this is the leaves. See if we can clearly identify that and try to avoid confusion on when leaf is versus brush. We would have
leaf collection starting in the middle of October, running through the end of November, free bag, no sticker bag program in December. And with the current program, we would not have the option for overtime. So if we get behind...
I think that we should throw in the overtime to cover the 2 days of Thanksgiving and the day after. But that's a friendly amendment?
I would support Alderman Flanagan on that.
Just those 2 days, to cover those 2 days, because according to what Dan was mentioning, is that it did impact the program.
A comment from Mary McKittrick regarding the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to clarify, are you saying that some overtime be included, but that would be passed on to the customer? That the cost of that overtime would be, that's what was presented.
So the cost would have to be presented, I mean, would have to.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
Right, there's right now, the current budget supports 6 weeks of leaf program with no overtime. If we add overtime, it's either got to come from the general fund or from the refuse fund. We have looked at, we had the option of the 10-hour days and Saturdays for the month of November. I think when we sat down, one other option that we have looked at, which gives us a little bit of flexibility to try to stay on schedule, would be adding 4 Saturdays or equivalent to 4 Saturdays to stay on track. That cost is roughly $15,000, which results in a 17 cent per month increase.
Per resident.
So that would be the option if we wanted to allow overtime as a flexibility to stay on schedule. Just trying to give you numbers, because we have looked at a bunch of numbers.
You didn't mention the temporary help. Like you might explore this is more of temporary help.
We currently are using it, and temp help still costs, so
of
we
course.
Have to factor that in.
Of course, but it's much cheaper than overtime.
Well, the amendment on the floor is to provide for the flexibility that would be granted via an overtime. There's the amendment offered by Alderman Flanagan, seconded by Mr. Hill. So any comments must be relevant to the amendment, and that is whether or not this committee wishes to support such an initiative or not. Mr. Brown?
Mr. Mayor, a point of question, I guess.
Sure.
I believe the amendment as it stated is incomplete or unclear. Are we supporting a full overtime program, a partial overtime program? What fee increase are we talking about? May I ask Alderman Flanagan to include that in her motion?
I can't.
And I suggest you withdraw the motion.
Well, I interpreted the motion to be that we grant Public Works the flexibility of providing overtime opportunity and then allocate those costs accordingly if, in fact, we were not successful in securing 2 full pickups in each zone.
Because
of the holiday week.
Well, because of the 2-day holiday, and that's the one that I concentrated on, was just those 2 days, not the 4 days or four Saturdays that were discussed in November. So could it be $7,500?
If you were to cut it in half, you can say 17 cents divided by 2, roughly 8.5 cents.
Half cents. I can go for 8.5 cents, so I guess I will keep my motion.
For simplicity, I would say 9.
And just for the record, that increased cost would be subsidized by every citizen in Geneva,
yes,
regardless of whether your leaves have been picked up or not.
Right.
So if my lawn is beautifully clean, I'm subsidizing the fact that someone's lawn on the other side of town perhaps is not. So it's not unlike the white goods service we used to have with our refuse pickup,
yeah,
where we all subsidize it instead of going to the $25 pickup fee. So just to clarify,
May I make a comment on that, Mr. Mayor?
By a show of hands, yes, you may. No.
Well, to a certain extent, you're correct. However, the last pickup week is only a 3-day week. So whichever zone is involved in that last week could be the zone that suffers, and that could be all 3 zones over a period of 3 years. So we would be subsidizing the overtime to cover the last week of the third zone of every year. Which is every zone in town.
Mary wants to add something before I recognize Alderman Vogelberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to state for the record, at this point in time, we are decreasing our costs. We are cutting budgets. We have three positions that we have not filled. One police officer, one streets maintenance person, and one water person. And now we're going in the opposite direction. So this is making the budget development even more difficult. So I would caution very strongly about going in this direction, increasing where we're trying to decrease. I would appreciate that consideration. Thank you.
Call a question.
Oh, no, we can't call the question. Flanagan still has the floor.
Oh.
So she clarified the friendly amendment, and then I'm going to recognize Vogelsberg and Mr. Pollack. So, Dorothy, the floor is still yours in case you had anything.
No, I guess I'll just wait to see if the motion passes.
Okay. Vogelsberg and Pollack.
Thank you. That's all. I was just going to say two things. One, the residents were in a majority of do not raise the rates.
That's true.
We asked them their opinion, and I think we have to respect it. And two, we're not leaving the leaves on the ground. They can still bag. If you're really stuck, you can bag it up and be picked up for free. So I don't think I wouldn't support the amendment.
Mr. Pollack?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I think we've spoken on this topic quite long enough. The residents, we have the survey. You know, we can't change the results of the survey. Mary, I totally agree with you. You've been telling us for how many months now that we have to cut the budget. We have to. Yes, we would like to provide more service, but you know what? Frankly, the times are such that we can't. I hope we spend as much time tonight reviewing our financial reports as we did talking about leaves. So with that, Mr. Mayor, I would ask that we call the question.
Question has been called. On the friendly amendment offered by Flanagan, seconded by Mr. Hill, I will kindly ask our recording secretary to please take the roll call. A simple majority carries the day, and Mr. Hill's vote does indeed count.
William Barkley?
Nay.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Nay.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Nay.
According to my count, it's 7 negative votes, 3 affirmative votes. The friendly amendment does not pass. We are back to the main motion on the floor, and that is to, for all practical purposes, leave the program as is, which includes increased communication elements, the bagging program in December, and we will not be picking up leaves until May. No, is that not part of the... Just make sure you're listening, Lemire.
It's appeared.
So, we have the motion.
So moved.
Actually, we have the motion already and the second.
I was doing the May bit.
Oh, the May bit? Okay. Any other questions to the main motion?
Move to adjourn. I'm sorry, what?
Madam Recording Secretary?
Put the mosquitoes in the
kindly take the roll.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
The motion passes 8-2. Thank you, Dan and Steve, very, very much. Mm-hmm. This matter will be considered again in its entirety, totality, whatever the word is.
Same discussion.
Next Monday night.
Over again.
So.
I hope.
I understand.
Have turkey for dinner.
I'm going to steal Pollack's line, but you're free to leave if you'd like. So.
Oh.
It's something you would say.
You know, Kevin, leave it alone.
Okay.
Leave it alone. I don't know why your sophomore's embarrassed to hang out with you, Ray.
Item 3C. Consider intergovernmental agreement with State of Illinois for traffic signal improvement at Brisher Road and Illinois Route 38.
So move.
Dakota motions and Barkley seconds. Questions or comments from Mr. Elias, or illustrious city engineer, Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is going to cost us close to $3,500 for this improvement, and you know what is so essential regarding an LED light as opposed to what is presently located there.
Nothing.
It's more than just an LED upgrade. It is also replacing the cabling for the signal to make sure that it's functioning properly, and then also they're realigning some of the signal heads that overhang the left turn lanes on 38, so there's better visibility. But as far as the LED goes, they're brighter. They use about 85% less energy, and they also, the bulbs last anywhere from 6 to 7 years versus 1 to 2 years for an incandescent bulb, so there's less maintenance costs as well.
Who shares the cost regarding any repairs to that equipment?
Maintenance is shared for this particular intersection three ways between the state, City of Geneva, and City of St. Charles. The cost share is basically by the number of legs of intersection. So in this intersection, the state would pay 50%, City of Geneva 25%, City of St. Charles 25%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Mr. Pollack?
Jason, is this in need of repair, or is this just simply an upgrade?
This is mainly an upgrade. The state has federal highway safety funding that, my understanding with this particular intersection, is that they've got leftover funding that they need to use this current fiscal year, or they lose it. They've looked at intersections that, based on this funding criteria, that they can use to upgrade to an LED. I don't have the accident data as far as why they chose this intersection versus another one, other than, you know, it doesn't have the LED heads right now, and there are some issues with visibility of the left turn signal heads over the left turn lanes. It's one where they're looking to do it soon. They're looking to have it bid out in April and then construction this year. The way I see it, our share of a roughly $140,000 project is about $3,500, which will, you know, we'll have less maintenance costs because of the LEDs. It seems like a pretty good bargain for the city.
And Jason, this is no reflection of you, and I recognize that you're simply delivering the message. But you know, this either use it or lose it, and they're calling it safety funding to replace a perfectly fine traffic signal is just ludicrous.
Yeah, we were notified. I was notified about this about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I understand, and you're doing your job, and I appreciate that. But you know, this is what's wrong with government. So thanks,
Mr. DeCocos. Sorry about that. Mr. Dakota, then Brown, Flanagan.
Yes, I motioned for this item I was going to vote for until I heard the famous bureaucratic statement that they had money left over and they just had to spend it. So now I'm going to vote against it because I agree with Alderman Pollack. You know, if it's not broken, why are we fixing it? Thank you.
Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, if I remember what I read, the payback period on going to LEDs with the reduced energy consumption and the reduced maintenance is considerably less than 10 years, and hence it makes a lot of sense to do it. If you can do it as part of another project, that part of it pays back itself easily, quickly. The other thing I would point out is, by my counting, Geneva has not one quarter of the intersection, it has one eighth. St. Charles has all of 14th Street. We only share Brisher Road with St. Charles. We have half of Brisher Road, none of Route 38, and none of 14th Street. So we actually have half an intersection, whereas St. Charles has one and a half roads coming into that intersection. So we're getting cheated here. They certainly have the west side of Brisher. We don't.
You know what it is?
The city line goes down the middle of Brisher.
It's true.
It does.
I think back when this intersection was put in, the agreement was that one leg would go to St. Charles, one leg would go to Geneva, and then 38 would go to the state. So that's the way it's broken.
Back in those days, Brisher had almost no development on the north side of Brisher. Now the north side of Brisher is fully developed as well as the south side. So I would claim that Brisher is now shared equally between St. Charles and Geneva in terms of traffic and everything else.
We can pursue that with the state.
Please pursue it, because there's clearly as much traffic going west on Brisher is using St. Charles facilities as is using Geneva facilities. Thank you.
Ms. Flanagan?
Thank you. Are we forced into this situation?
Of course not.
I don't know if we're forced. If we don't do the intergovernmental agreement, the state would most likely pull this intersection from the program.
And is this the only intersection that we are missing LED?
Yes. No, there's a number of other ones. I don't know which ones, you know, I don't have a counting of which ones are. But
I know you mentioned that this was one.
This is one that was identified by the state that would benefit from the LED upgrade with their funding.
Thank you.
Mr. Hill, do you want to add anything?
No, sir.
Anyone else in the dais?
The enlightened one.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. I'll kindly ask the recording secretary to please take the roll call.
William Barclay?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Nay.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Nay.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Mladra?
Nay.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Hey, it's tied 5-5, folks. I say we put LEDs on the leaf trucks. Let me pick them up.
That's what Mr. Budget Conscious does.
Yeah, I'm going to vote aye.
Oh,
I vote aye.
Okay.
Item 3D, ladies and gentlemen, is to review the financial report for period ended January 31st, 2009. We have Mr. Weiss with us tonight. Again, it's a review of the report. There's no action necessary tonight. We have a fulsome report in your packet.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to it is just to reiterate the declining sales tax for the quarter, for the year, actually.
Any specific questions for Mr. Weiss?
I think we're going to start calling you Sunshine.
Sorry.
Mr. Pollack?
I didn't bring my computer, so, but there was, in the balance sheet, there's a big item for inventory electric department.
Yes.
What are the main items that constitute this? As I recall, it's $450,000 of inventory.
I can't remember from memory. Mike, fortunately, is here, but there's transformers.
Okay.
Poles are involved in that.
Okay. Cable, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. You've answered my question.
The particular items that we include per the audit
in
the inventory.
Thank you.
Mr. Pollack?
Thank you, Mayor. Don, I see that for expenses for generation were over budget, if you could comment on that, as well as I see that the state utility tax is on the rise and that purchase power is going up as well. Can you just give us an overview as to what's going on there?
The generation is only a fraction over budget. It really is not significant, and I don't believe there'll be that much more cost for the rest of the year, so we'll actually come in on the budget for this year.
So you're hoping it'll be right in line?
Yes. Okay.
And the purchase power is going up?
That was a concern with the, in terms of the water department you're talking about?
No, electric says purchase power. Budget was $1.5 million. Currently we're at $1.68.
Purchase power and the electric?
Yeah, it's under expenses. First line item, under expenses.
Well, purchase power are decreased, it says. If you're looking at my written explanation?
No, I'm looking at your spreadsheet. It says expenses purchase power 1.6. That's current.
That was just for the month.
Period. Right.
Well, that's a reflection of the sales. So the sales were above budget, so the purchase power costs were above budget for the month. We only purchase what we sell. So as our sales went up, our purchase power costs go up.
Okay.
There's a direct correlation between the two.
Very good. And then total operating expenses up just a tad as well. Do you think we'll come in online with that?
Yes. In fact, we believe that we'll come in under budget by the end of the year.
Okay. And we're still targeting March for a P&L for the Geneva Generation Facility. Is that correct?
March
16th. Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Mr. Dakota.
I've got a question for Mr. Buffington.
the famous Y2K generators, a virgin generator that's never been used, to the best of my knowledge, is down at Public Works at the water treatment. What is the prospect of offering that unit to people who have power outages, like we had power outages with the ice down south, for emergency use? It's on a trailer. It could be moved and rented, I would think. Does that make any sense to you?
We're using the unit. We used it last year in our peak shaving.
Just
along with GGF. It actually operated 3 different days.
Where did we use it?
It's down at the wastewater plant.
Okay.
And if there's an outage, it runs the wastewater plant. It is a backup unit.
I know, but as far as I know, it's the best of my information, which is not extensive, that it's never been used.
It's still a virgin generator. It's been used for the last 2 years, 3 years, in fact, as backup.
How many hours?
I can't give you an exact hours right now, but I can give them to you later if you'd like.
I would appreciate that. Yes, thank you. So what is the prospect, opportunity of renting it out?
Right now we have it committed to the city wastewater plant, and we're not going to rent it out.
Okay, so it doesn't make any sense. There's no opportunity. Was your generator, you could make money, your name was Warren Buffett, would you?
We make money with that generator.
Okay. How much?
Approximately $60,000 this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Weiss, Mr. Brown?
Yes, thank you. I noticed that, Mr. Weiss, you mentioned the sales tax, and although it is down, I'd like to point out that there's so much negativism in the news nowadays that our sales tax is only down by 8%, and I think that's pretty good in these times, and I would like to encourage our residents to continue to buy Geneva, because it certainly helps us if we can minimize that shortfall in the sales tax. So I look at that as not as bad as what we hear on the local news at night. So although you're correct in pointing it out to us, I still would like to emphasize, buy Geneva, people, and it will help us all, especially when we go through the budget next month. Thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you, Don. Again, just review purposes tonight, so. Item 3E is to consider draft ordinance supplementing and amending ordinance number 2005-04 relating to public water supply loan.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Piper. Questions or comments? For Mr. Dinges, primarily. Seeing none, hearing none. Mr. Hill, anything?
No, sir.
All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3F is to consider contract with Clark Environmental Mosquito Management in the amount not to exceed $94,220 for the 2009 Mosquito Management Program.
So moved.
Second.
Barkley motions and Piper seconds. Mr. Hill?
What's the last thing?
Thank you. Is this an increase in the amount of money that we paid Clark last year, or is it the same, or is it a decrease?
It's an increase. When we put out the bid last year, I believe they gave us 3 years' worth, 2008 season, 2009, and 2010, so we're just following that.
I didn't quite understand what he said, ma'am.
This is almost a cost of living adjustment that Clark provided when they bid on the project last year for a three-year period. So we can anticipate, if we stick with Clark, another increase, if you will, based on the contract we had signed a year and a half ago.
I see. Apparently, right?
Well, we did bid it last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you recall, we only had one bid. Clark was the only bidder. One thing I wanted to add is this $94,000 includes 5 adulticide sprayings. If we don't need to use those, that cost would, we wouldn't spend that money.
That's why it's a not to exceed language in there.
Yeah. Great.
Alderman Flanagan.
Quick question. How many have we used in the past year? Is 5?
It varies. It depends on. We've had very wet years the last couple of years, and when you're dealing with West Nile, you're dealing with wet, if you have wet conditions, it's prime for the West Nile virus to breed. So we've been dealing with that in the last several years. I want to say we used all five last year, but the previous year before that, I think we used four, and then prior to that, we've used three or four. So it depends on what's going on with
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature again.
Thank you.
How much should we spend on fuel?
Anyone else? Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I was going to suggest this was another item where I hated to lock in a cost in our operations budget before you had a chance to see the whole budget, but you've mentioned that there is a flexibility here. If the city found itself in dire straits, that we could consider eliminating a spraying in order to save one-fifth of this amount.
It wouldn't be one-fifth. An adult aside,
adulticide?
It's a larvicide.
Okay.
It's roughly $6,000 per spray. So if we eliminated one of those, we'd be able to save roughly $6,000.
This is entirely at our discretion. There's no the penalty is presumably figured into the $6,000.
Right.
Yes.
It gets down to public health. If typically I'm working with the county health department during these situations, and they're recommending that this be done, and it's usually coordinated with Batavia Township, Geneva Township, St. Charles Township, and they're all done together to try to make that spray as effective as possible. So it's one of those things where we typically go along with that, but if funding says otherwise, we would tell them, we can't do it this time.
Thank you. It reinforces my hope that this year we can build some flexibility in the budgeting. We all hope things will turn around during the next fiscal year, but it will help to have a few items which we can make a decision on during the course of the year, in this upcoming year, because indeed there is more uncertainty than in a typical year, and I appreciate you explaining that. Thank you.
One thing I would like to add is, out of those five sprays, probably three of those are due to nuisance. So it's an option that's out there that if the city chose to avoid that nuisance spray, because we're getting complaints that mosquitoes are terrible, we can direct people to utilize off and those type of things. That is another way we can save money by avoiding the nuisance spray and just save those sprays for West Nile health-related sprays only. That's an option that's out there.
At our discretion. Thank you.
Anyone else for Mr. Dinges?
30 grand for five sprays.
We have a motion by Barkley and a second by Piper. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Nay.
Item 3G, consider agreement with Customized Energy Solutions for optimization of financial transmission rights and auction revenue rights with annual renewal clause. Do we wish to hear from Mr. Buffington first, or is anyone willing to make a
second?
Vogelsberg makes a motion and Barkley seconds. Mr. Buffington has provided us with his memorandum and recommendation. Is there any questions, or are there any questions for Mr. B?
I still need some clarification of what it's all about. I'm sure I'm the only one that has that question.
I'm located. He was.
In 35 words or less.
Yes.
In simple terms, we ship power across PJM, and what this does is we're given these rights with our agreement with PJM, and what we're doing basically is we're saying we're hedging the fact that we own, for that summer, we own or rent that line. So if the summer gets hot and that line gets loaded, people pay us for it. If, for instance, that line fails or a similar line fails and the power reverses on that line, we have to pay them. And what we do is we set this contract where if the price goes negative, we don't pay. This company pays. If it goes positive, we make money. We make between $24,000 and $48,000 a year in the last 3 years.
Net.
Net.
How did we accomplish that in the past?
I don't understand what your question is.
Have we always utilized this?
In the last 3 years.
People, we have utilized this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I just seen that this was a new arrangement.
The only thing new is I've asked to have it renewed annually. We review it every December to see how it's working. See if PGM has changed the rules on us again. And if so, I'll come back to you and change it.
They wouldn't do that.
And Mr. Buffington, you're the assistant hedger, correct? I mean, PGM recommends the hedging and you just simply sign off on it? Or are you and Hal and Jennifer and others recommending the hedging and they then...
I work with staff.
Okay.
He'd be the hedgehog.
So you'd be the hedgehog. Okay. We have a motion by Vogelsberg and a second by Barclay. Questions from the audience? Mr. Devine, you have to join us on the mic. I know that we'll probably end up paying for your hamstring injury sometime, but it's like, sorry about that.
Yeah, since Mr. Buffington brought up the upside, I was just wondering what's the downside if this thing goes south on us? What's our exposure? What could we lose?
What could it cost us?
I set this agreement up that if there's any losses, we pay zero.
Thank you.
Good. Sam, anything from you?
Not a thing.
Okay. Anyone else? We have a motion by Vogelsberg, a second by Barclay to approve item 3G. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Item 3H is to consider a memorandum of understanding with Northern Illinois Municipal Power Agency, otherwise known as NIMPA, regarding Prairie State project transactions and effective date.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Barclay. Questions or comments for Mr. Buffington? Mr. Pollack.
Mike, I read this 3 times and I still don't get it.
You got to read left to right.
In simplified terms, when we did the power sales agreement, which is Prairie State, there was no definition of when NEPA takes charge of that portion of our power cost in the power sales agreement. And that the first part, we defined that. The second part was we didn't, in the agreement, we made an assumption that they were going to handle certain costs for us. These are normal costs in any power agreement. And all we're doing is defining those costs so that they're assigned to them. Otherwise, the city of Geneva would have to handle those ourselves. It's more cost effective to have them handle all three cities together.
So basically,
Oh, sure.
Thanks. So basically, Mike, it's housekeeping language that you're cleaning up, defining it?
That's correct.
Is there anything else in there that you'll come back to us at a later date, or is this all that you've been able to find to date?
I believe it's all they can find to date.
Thanks.
Mr. Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You indicated that the city of Geneva has come forward with the agreement. Did we not also include Batavia?
This includes all three cities.
And the three cities are included as part of the process.
Right, and they're all doing the same.
Yeah.
And I am understanding.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Mr. Hill, anything? We have a motion by Dakota and a second by Mr. Barclay on item 3H. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 3I is to consider bid award with Hughes Utilities Limited in the amount of $24,345 for the 2009 field meter testing.
So moved.
Ooh, look at that, folks. We've got a second all the way from Florida. This is history in the making. Mr. Hill makes the second. Not sure that's legal, but what the hell, we'll go with it. So, questions or comments for Chief Meter Reader, Mr. Buffington?
Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Singer.
Explain the process here that meter reading testers, I mean, these are the people who go out to
What we're trying to do is test all of our meters. We do it on a cycle, depending if it's a residential meter or industrial meters. We're trying to hit the industrial meters every year, because if they're off 2%, we lose large amounts of revenue. We have had to trim this budget because of the constraints this year, and we have trimmed it in the area of residential metering, so we're not quite hitting them as much as we would like to, but basically we're trying to get through the whole city. There hasn't been a program until we started it 3 years ago. It is your lifeblood. If your meters aren't working, you don't get revenue.
This is a process we cannot do this in-house. It's too sophisticated?
We don't have the manpower to do it in-house.
I see. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Mr. Hill, anything? Anyone else? Mr. Dakota?
Does this meter testing include meters to what we buy power from ComEd or transfer?
No, it does not include those meters. ComEd tests them themselves once a year.
And we trust them?
We have the ability to oversee it if we want to oversee it.
But we can establish that our meters for stuff that we're still moving out of our system or moving into our system are accurate.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Motion by Mr. Pollack, I believe. Seconded by Mr. Hill, all the way from Florida. Oh, Mr. Piper made the motion, excuse me. All in favor of item 3I, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Nay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Item 3J, consider draft resolution adopting the City of Geneva financial policies.
So move.
Second.
Singer motions and Vogelsberg seconds. Questions or comments for Ms. McKittrick or Mr. Weiss? Chief architect of these policies? Seeing none, Mr. Hill, anything?
No, sir.
Hearing none, all in favor of 3J, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? And last but not least, the easiest topic of the night, present the 2008-09 third quarter department goals and objectives for acceptance.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Singer.
Give it to him.
Want to give it to Sam?
Yeah.
Feel bad for the guy?
Yeah.
You can't hear that, can you, Sam?
Florida. How can we feel bad for him?
Seconded by Mr. Hill.
He took the time to attend.
That's true.
Sam's fine tonight.
Hanging out in heaven's doorstep down there in Florida for you.
Not quite.
Question? Okay. I'm sure I'll get emails about that one, too.
This is not the airplane.
Mute. Any questions or comments on, for anybody? We have many of the department heads here tonight, so we're grateful for that. Mr. Singer?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Hunch, let me verify this. There are 33 goals that we've established here. Have we decided as to which ones take precedent over the others?
Ignores them all.
Oh, it should be noted that Mr. Unch is recovering from a serious flu bug. Is that right?
Well, it was...
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. SARS, somewhere?
Who knows?
Bird flu.
Bird flu. the short answer is yes. We've been working on the proposed goals for the next, you know, fiscal year, and you'll see some significant changes to those 33 goals in this next year by virtue of just what we're facing in terms of resources and priorities.
And when can we expect that information?
That will be as a part of the budget process that will be coming to you in the coming weeks.
Yeah, Mary, you want to amplify that?
Those department goals will be coming forward on March 23rd with the general fund presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Unch. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Mr. Hill, anything?
Awesome.
This is item 3K. As in, can you believe we're almost done with this meeting? All in favor of accepting this after the motion of the second was offered, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. New business. Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, any new business tonight for either of us who are brave in the winter or Hill, who flew down there on City of Batavia money? Just enjoy a weekend. Nothing? Brutal, man. Anything for the dais, new business?
Yeah, thank you, if I may.
Singer?
It just comes to mind that there is some trenching being done on the west end of Geneva, and that is for the benefit of it's contracted by AT&T, and they are in the midst of beginning to develop their program, and that part of the community is being affected at this point in time. So if there are any constituents out there from the 4th Ward, be aware that that is what the issue is, and that is work that's being done and contracted by AT&T. Is that clear enough, sir?
Yeah, it's being done by AT&T with the close supervision of our public works staff.
Correct.
Who granted them the rights and access to that work. So,
correct.
Which stands to reason why Dan Digges gets 400 channels at home.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else new business from the dais? Mr. Brown and Ms. Flanagan?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, I think we should acknowledge Ms. Flanagan stood outside in the cold on Saturday selling tickets for pasta for posies and all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper that benefits Geneva beautification, which benefits all of us in the city, by benefiting our downtown, bringing people to downtown, making our town even a more wonderful place to live in. And I think in honor of her standing outside in the cold and not dying of the freezing, I think everybody on the council should buy tickets for their family and maybe take a neighbor who's interested in gardening, because I understand that Mary Steffenhagen, who's an expert in gardening, will be there to answer people's questions, and it's a great night for everyone. So I hope to see you all there. Thank you, Ms. Flanagan, for all your work.
Thank you, Alderman Brown. I really appreciate that. And that leads into my comment.
That was a nice setup, by the way, Dorothy. That was a
nice segue there. Pasta for posies. I do want to tell Alderman Brown and my fellow aldermen here that not only was I standing out there, but there were 2, 4, 6 of us that were freezing. It was not a very pleasant Saturday, and as a result, we still have tickets available, and I guess we're only going to have another Monday for a reminder, so I want to make sure I encourage everybody to buy tickets for myself or the other businesses that are selling the tickets in the area. And it is March 4th, Wednesday, and what else can I say? Mary Steffenhagen, you're right, is going to be talking about what's new in spring. And would you believe that we will be planting 6 weeks from now? I have no idea how we're going to do this, but we'll be planting 6 weeks from now pansies.
I would like to emphasize what Alderman Flanagan is saying by pointing out that she and others are pushing this year much harder than normal, because indeed with the economy the way it is, they are getting less flowers donated from businesses, so they are going to have to buy their flowers, and indeed Pasta for Posies is the only vehicle they have for raising money to buy those flowers. So if you expect to see the usual beautiful knuckles we have downtown, I implore you to come out and help support it by getting a nice all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner.
Who can you write a check to if you want to make a donation, Dorothy? Can you remind us?
Geneva Beautification.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tickets available at City Hall as well?
Tickets are available at City Hall, Farmers Insurance, Alderman Barkley's establishment at 316 West State, Geneva Chamber of Commerce, Geneva History Center, Graham's 318, Olive Mill, and Viking Office Supply. And I really, really encourage everyone to come out. It's still a great deal. All you can eat, $10 for spaghetti. Gosh.
Bye for kids.
What a deal. He's a great speaker.
Anyone else in the dais? In the business? I have just three brief announcements. Number one, thank you, Mr. Pollack, for chairing last week's meeting. I actually watched it streaming online. It was amazing.
Really?
Mr. Piper's right. You look much better looking on TV. It's unbelievable.
You should know.
Secondly, congratulations to our girls' basketball team. They won tonight by 9 points. They are now 30-0.
Wow.
Wow.
So they've made it to the semifinals of the sectionals. I believe the next game is Thursday. Don't quote me on that, but they won tonight by 9 points. And if anyone cares to join me later this evening for some imbibement, I am going to wish myself a happy anniversary. And if you want to know why it's my anniversary, you have to join me. So with that, Alderman Decoto,
move to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Singer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.